This is St. Louis Public Radio. School is still out, but the people who decide what's on cafeteria menus are busy. They're talking about nutrition guidelines and combating food waste and checking out new equipment. And possibly what's most important for kids, they're considering tasty new food options that also meet federal guidelines. As 6,000 school nutritionists gathered in St. Louis this week, St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis got a taste of what's hot in the cafeteria.
Imagine an arena filled with food, utensils, and equipment that's being used in school cafeterias across the country.
And now this is the safe part of the blades.
Now, imagine those familiar chicken nuggets and rectangular pizza are traded for fried rice, a flavor station, and a ramen bar. In St. Louis this week, those trends were served up for taste tests. So, I stopped by to sample a few of these dishes and see what's cooking. Up first, ramen bowls.
So it's definitely more advanced than I feel like some of the ramen that you might have at home. This ramen has, seems like peppers, some mushrooms. There's, I believe this is chicken right now that I'm eating.
Chicken? It looks like chicken in that one.
There's also fish served up by seafood supplier Highliner Foods.
This item right here, we're showing pollock nuggets like a Parmesan style. Instead of chicken Parmesan, you throw your nuggets in the roll, hit it with sauce, hit it with cheese, a little bit of Italian seasoning on the top.
Oh, baby.
About 6,000 professionals from the School Nutrition Association attended the convention, and many of them came with the same goal, to spice up school lunches with healthy options kids will actually eat.
A lot of students today like a lot of various flavors.
That's Reginald Ross, the president-elect of the School Nutrition Association.
So you'll start to see spice stations at a lot of the cafeterias, so that they have the option, even if it's a chicken nugget, if it's a chicken sandwich, that they can add some spice or flavor that they like to their particular item.
While Ross says spice and flavor are important, schools still have to make sure cafeteria offerings meet federal regulations. The rules include making sure grain products are at least 51% whole grain and that foods have no added trans fat and less than 1,500 milligrams of sodium per meal. Ross says serving foods that meet the nutritional guidelines also has other benefits. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue said in 2018 that some of these rules are being rolled back. His reasoning? To reduce the amount of food waste left behind. Ross says he believes the on-trend menu offerings can help reduce that waste.
As long as we give students the options on what they get to select, I think in that case, it reduces the amount of food waste.
The conference comes at a time when the number of students eating school lunches is down. The USDA says the participation in school lunch programs reached a 13-year low in 2018, with about 30 million students participating. That's down by about 2 million compared to 2011. Experts say shorter lunch periods are contributing to the decline. But at the core of the school nutrition convention is the goal of getting kids excited about school lunches.
As you can see, there's a space here for heated food. You have a hot well container, but also a heat lamp on top, and an area that where you can put non-temp control.
It's something that Katie Gegg, the director of school food and nutrition services at Melville School District, is also focusing on. She says the students in her district are really interested in self-service food bars.
They eat with their eyes, whether it's the food itself or what they're putting it in, or they're serving the line that they have it displayed in. So I think it's all encompassing. If it's a nice inviting space, your food looks good, it's served in something good looking, I want to eat there.
And for students who like traditional chicken patty or pizza lunches, well, they're not going anywhere, although some of those items have been updated.
This is Domino's Smart Slice Pizza, which is made specifically for school districts so that they meet the federal standards for nutrition.
And the taste?
Kind of actually incredible. Oh, wow.
And it's pretty satisfying.
All right, y'all. I'm full.
I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.